you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do. All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
The Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline, and today I wanted to talk about something that is very near and dear to my heart. And it's in the forefront right now because it is October, and every October we recognize breast cancer awareness. And you see it in the media, you see it across sports fields. Everyone is wearing pink. There are even some people you may see, I know that there's people that dye their hair pink, they'll put like a streak in it. People have breast cancer awareness ribbons that they may pin to their clothing. People, my nephew, he's so cute. He and his football teammates, now he's only a Mighty Mite football player. He's only 9 years old, so he's young, but they all wear like the pink socks. They have pink gloves, pink shoelaces, a variety of different things to draw attention and awareness to breast cancer. Now, breast cancer is something that affects everyone. I know a lot of people only think about women when it comes to breast cancer, and it is true. According to the National Breast Cancer website, 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer. So basically, that's on average. I quote, every 2 minutes, a woman is diagnosed with breast cancer, and one woman will actually die from breast cancer every 13 minutes. So it is something that, honestly, if you have not been diagnosed with breast cancer, someone you know or a loved one has or has a breast cancer scare. And for me, actually, both my grandparents, my grandmothers have been diagnosed and are breast cancer survivors. So again, like I said, this is something that is very near and dear to my heart and something that I have made it a point to study up on and made it a point to be knowledgeable about, because one of the risk factors for breast cancer and something that you are deemed at high risk is if someone in your family, whether it is a grandmother or a grandfather, because breast cancer can affect men as well, you are at higher risk. So like if your mother, if your child has been diagnosed with breast cancer, even if you have yet to be, you are still at risk because it is something that can be passed down genetically. So in this episode of the podcast, I wanted to talk about some risk factors that will put you at higher risk for breast cancer, as well as different facilities, because early awareness and early diagnosis can be the difference between your survival rate. And so I wanted to talk about places that you can go to get mammograms, especially during now the month of October. A lot of places are offering mammograms for free at various locations to make it easier, more accessible for you, as well as some general information about breast cancer that a lot of us are not aware of and that I think is very important, because like I said, we all know someone or will know someone who will be diagnosed with breast cancer. And so it's really good to be knowledgeable about something that does affect us. And because a lot of us do like to participate in Breast Cancer Awareness Month, there are different walks, there's different charities that you can give to. It's always good to know what you're giving into. and to be knowledgeable about what you are supporting. So I kind of wanted to dedicate this entire episode to breast cancer and to all those who have survived breast cancer and gone through that and all the difficulties that they have gone through. So keep it locked here. You're listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. We will be right back.
Are you looking for the very best NFL and college football podcast? Then check out the GSMC Football Podcast. Get the latest football news both on and off the field. From the NFL draft to trades to the rumor mill to the NFL combines, they got you covered. That's gsmcpodcast.com/football-podcast. Get updates on college rivalries, game day insights, and much, much more. It's football talk the way you want it. This show eats, sleeps, and breathes football. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline. And so, again, this episode is going to be all centered around breast cancer in honor of Breast Cancer Month, as well as in honor of people wanting to become more aware and needing to become more aware. And I did mention before that breast cancer does affect everyone. And even if you're a guy, you are, and especially if somebody in your family has been diagnosed with breast cancer, you too are at risk for breast cancer. And you may be thinking and asking yourself, how are males at risk for breast cancer? Well, all of us have nipples. I'm just going to say it. And, you know, men have adipose tissue also in that, in the chest area as well. And so they are at risk for that too. And now I will let you know that they are, of course, at a lower risk. They're of all breast cancer diagnosis, only about, you know, less than actually 1% are diagnosed in males, are males being diagnosed with breast cancer. So you are at a very lower risk as compared to us women, but the risk is still there. And so one thing, and the thing is that actually more males die from breast cancer than females. Like their percentage rate is higher that if they are diagnosed with breast cancer, because one, it's a myth that men cannot get it. So they are not always thinking about it. And it's not something that they're concerned about. And also because of that reason, they are often diagnosed later on in later stages because it goes undetected. Now, us as women, we are always taught to do breast exams. And now breast exams are something that you should be doing as more often than not. And it's never too early, I believe. And again, this is probably because I have from a very young age been aware of the fact that I'm at high risk for breast cancer due to the fact that both of my grandmothers were diagnosed with breast cancer themselves. So I've always talked about breast cancer. I've always tried to be as knowledgeable and learn more about breast cancer, especially when it comes to myself. So I don't think that there's ever a time when it's too early to be aware about breast cancer. And if you, and to learn how to self-examine, because a lot of times the thing is everybody is different. Every part of our body is unique and different to ourselves. Even if you're a twin, things are going to be unique and different from your twin sibling. And so it's good to know what is normal for yourself. Now, everybody's breast shape, size, the way that they feel, the heaviness, all of that is different. And it changes as we age. It changes as whether or not we breastfeed, whether or not we even have children, can affect the shape of our breasts. So it's always good to know what is your normal. And this is something that I don't quite understand why. And if you don't know how to self-examine, that's fine. When you go to the doctor and go for your checkups and things like that, or whatever reason you're going to the doctor, even if you go because you've been feeling under the weather, you can always ask your doctor. And a lot of times, my doctor will actually always do a breast examination every time I go in, just because I have expressed to her that I'm really concerned, and I've expressed, and she knows my family history. So we just do that because it just makes me feel more comfortable and me feel safe. You can ask them how to do it and ask them the correct ways to do it. And it has been said, and I, this is something that I practice, is just doing it. They say at least once a month. Researchers will say that the best time to do it is a week after your period, because that's when your breasts are the most tender and things like that. And so that's a good time. But honestly, the more often you do it, it's not a bad thing to do it more often and things like that. And if you do notice any changes or anything, that any lumps or nodes within your breast that feel different one day, or they feel maybe a little bit larger, or there's something there that wasn't there before, because you've been doing regular self-examinations when you go in, and it's always a good idea to take notes. If you do notice anything different, I'll just type them into my cell phone and things like that. If there's any concerns that I want to address with my doctor, and that's with my health in general. And so then that way, because sometimes when you make an appointment, you might not be able to see them right away that exact same day. You may have to wait a day or two or even a week, depending on how busy your doctor is. So it's good to have these notes, so when you go in, you can express these concerns and know exactly the area and places that you would like your doctor to address. And so that's just something that I think is really important. First off, is self-examination when it comes to your own breast and knowing what it is that is your normal. And so when I come back from this break, I wanted to discuss some risk factors that may put you at higher risk for breast cancer, as well as I want to debunk some myths that come to breast cancer, because a lot of time misconceptions and things like that can put you at higher risk, because if you're thinking something that's incorrect or outdated, you may be at risk because you're thinking the wrong information. And so, and I also wanted to go over some of the different types of breast cancer, because there are different types as well as different stages. And I did want to, of course, give you guys some insight and some tips of places where you can go to get mammograms and things like that. So keep it locked here. You are listening to the Health and Wellness Podcast. We'll be right back.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's GSMCpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Back to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline, and I wanted to discuss some of the different types of breast cancer that may affect you or a loved one. So because there are different types, they have different treatments. There's also different ways to diagnose these various types of breast cancer as well. And so again, not everything is a one fits all when it comes to any cancer or any disease. It is unique. And of course, the best thing to do whenever you are concerned or something's just not right, and or even if you're just not sure, you know, if you think everything's okay, but you're not sure, it's never a bad idea to book an appointment, to go in to see your doctor and to discuss these things. There's nothing wrong with being nervous or unaware. And the best, again, the best thing is early detection. You know, the earlier that you catch it in the earlier stages, the better that you have, the better chances that you have of beating it, the better options, the more options that you may have depending on what type of breast cancer it is and things like that. And so first we were discussing self-examination and the importance of examining your own breast. And now there may be a time where you do feel something, a lump or node, or perhaps your skin is feeling a little bit different and is looking different. When there are different bumps and lumps, now I think one misconception is that you'll be able to see it, that it's going to look like a knot. Now, sometimes it might, but it may be so deep within your breast that it doesn't visibly protrude when you're just looking at them straight on. So that's a misconception in itself right there, is that if you don't see anything protruding, that you're fine. You want to be able to feel and know things. Now, there are different types of tumors. Now, there are some tumors that are non-cancerous. And unless it does affect other organs or other bodily functions and things like that, your doctor may elect just to leave it alone and just to keep an eye on it. However, sometimes different tumors and lumps and things like that do grow, and they do begin to affect other things, even if they're not cancerous. So in that case, you may have to get them removed and things like that, or get some of that tissue removed. But then other lumps and tumors that are malignant are cancerous. And those are the ones that oftentimes need to be removed or monitored more closely and things like that. So even if something is not protruding or something, I can't stress that enough, is just when anything feels or looks a little bit off, it's okay to be, especially if you have a genetic disposition for breast cancer, that you feel that you're at risk for breast cancer, it's okay to be really concerned about it, you know, and not to dismiss how you're feeling when it comes to you, your health, and your body. And so there are different types of breast cancers. One common breast cancer is where it has abnormal cells are starting to line the breast milk duct. And now that's ductal breast cancer. Okay. And then there is also triple negative breast cancer, which means that, I quote, that the cells in the tumor are negative for progesterone, estrogen, and HER2 receptors. Okay. And then there's also inflammatory breast cancer, which is not too common, but it's a tumor that affects the skin. So again, you may be able to notice a difference on the outside or in the rippling of your skin or the stretching and elasticity of your skin. So that's another thing to be on the lookout for. And then there's also something called metastatic breast cancer. Now, this is something that is of course, high concern. All of them, I think, are high concern. I don't think that there's any type of cancer or disease that is necessarily worse or more bearable than the other. Because to be diagnosed with anything is a life-changing thing, and B, it traumatizes you and can put you at risk for other factors, especially no matter what age or gender. Being diagnosed with any type of cancer is a life-altering event. But metastatic breast cancer is something that you really need to be aware about, because it can spread to other parts of your body. So it can affect your lungs, it can attack your bones, your brain even. And so I think that society has done a really good job of bringing awareness to the plight of people who are diagnosed with breast cancer and also breast cancer survivors and things like that. There's still room for more discussion, and that there are a lot of people that are in the dark, and they believe that just by eating healthy and exercising, which does, you know, with everything, it helps you. The more healthy you are, the better. But there's nothing at this time, there is nothing that we know of that says you are going to have breast cancer, even for myself. So I have been deemed to be at high risk because, again, like I said, both my grandmothers are breast cancer survivors. However, that doesn't necessarily mean that it is a guarantee that I am going to have breast cancer. I'm taking necessary precautions, and I'm trying my best to make sure that I lower my risk. But that doesn't necessarily mean that I am guaranteed. And then there are, of course, other men and women out there who may not have a history of breast cancer within either side of their families who may be diagnosed with breast cancer. So there's nothing that will say you for sure are going to get breast cancer. So don't let that fool you either. And just because no one else in your family has had breast cancer doesn't mean that you are in the clear. I think that that's something that people with all things have to remember, is that no matter how healthy you are or unhealthy that your body may be at this time, cancer doesn't discriminate. It doesn't care how old you are. It doesn't care how young you are. It doesn't care how healthy you are. It doesn't care how many antioxidants you consume throughout your day. It doesn't care how much water you drink and things like that. It doesn't discriminate. And breast cancer is the same when it comes to that. And so we're going to cut it to a quick break. And when we come back, I want to discuss again. I want to wrap it up with some places that you can go have a mammogram, as well as debunk. Well, I feel like I've been debunking some myths throughout this entire episode, but there's a few other myths that I wanted to discuss. So keep it locked here. You are listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. We will be right back.
Check out the show that's built on the MMA, from the UFC to extreme cage fighting. They got the fights covered. Check out the GSMC MMA podcast. Get the latest news on past or upcoming fights. Join us as we talk to and about some of the biggest names in the MMA, past, present, and future. When it's the fight game, there's just one show to check out. GSMCpodcast.com/MMA-podcast. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline, and this episode, again, has been dedicated to breast cancer and breast cancer awareness. Now, I wanted to debunk some myths that people have been believing for quite some time when it comes to breast cancer. Now, one of the biggest ones that I've already discussed is the fact that some people believe that if you are male, if you're a man, that you are not at risk for breast cancer, but you are. And it is a lower risk than us females. However, you still are at risk. And the mortality rate for males diagnosed with breast cancer is actually very, very high, because they are oftentimes diagnosed later and in the late stages of breast cancer, because it either A, goes undetected, or B, they just are not concerned and don't think about it, and they think that it doesn't affect them. Another myth about breast cancer is that it's contagious. It's not contagious. If you or a loved one has breast cancer, you can't give it to them and you can't contract breast cancer by hugging someone, by spending time with them, which you should do if somebody is going through breast cancer treatment or has just been diagnosed with breast cancer. They really, really need, or any cancer, they need the love and support from those around them. So don't be worried about that. Also, antiperspirants and deodorants do not cause breast cancer, as well as microwaves. Now, radiation exposure can put you at a higher risk, but it doesn't cause it. Just because you use a microwave or just because you use a cell phone doesn't mean that you're going to get breast cancer. Just because you eat with plastic utensils, you're not going to get breast cancer. Just like living an active and healthy lifestyle does not guarantee that you will not get breast cancer. And those are definitely some myths. Of course, if you have family, a family history of breast cancer within your family, I highly suggest, and I practice this even myself, and I've already said this, that early detection and just being aware and learning early on is a great way for early detection and a great way just to get to know yourself and a great way to make sure that anything, if anything is ever a little bit off, that you're able to detect it and notice it sooner rather than later. And so I did also want to discuss some questions, some frequently asked questions about breast cancer. Now, breast cancer is something that even though we're more aware of breast cancer and the technology and science has been doing a really good job of learning more about breast cancer and early detection with patients who have been diagnosed, you know, early detection and things like that. They're developing ways, researchers and physicians are developing ways to better our chances of surviving breast cancer. That's great. However, unfortunately, there's nothing that can prevent it. And I don't know, I just keep wanting to say that. And I know that I've been repeating that, but it's true because I believe that some people think that they're not at risk for breast cancer. And it's really sad because it's around us. 1 in 8 women, again, will be diagnosed with breast cancer. But then on the flip side of that, there are over 3 million breast cancer survivors in the United States. So because of the way that medicine and technology has continued to develop when it comes in regards to breast cancer, you have a greater chance now than ever before of surviving it. There's different treatments for it. There is, of course, surgery to remove the tumor, to remove the lump and cancerous cells within your breasts. There is chemotherapy, there's radiation, there's different treatments for you to choose from when it comes to you and your individual diagnosis. However, I do also believe that there are still more questions when it comes to breast cancer. We know a lot about breast cancer, but the more we learn, the more questions scientists and researchers and physicians and even patients that we have. Because, you know, saying that just because both my grandmothers had breast cancer and that I'm at higher risk, but I'm not guaranteed, you know, it's murky on what it is that exactly causes breast cancer. Now, again, physical activity does help reduce your risk because, of course, your immune system is going to be boosted. Your body is going to be more able to, ideally, your body will be able to attack cancerous cells and, you know, eliminate that threat. However, again, it's not guaranteed. Also, can drinking alcohol. Now, alcohol is something that has been linked to breast cancer and the fact that consuming alcohol does lower your immune system. It weakens your immune system. Now, when your immune system is not healthy and up to par and the best that it can be, then yes, it does have a harder time combating cancerous cells of all types and things like that. And we discussed that even in a previous episode, even with the common cold, when your immune system is weak, you're more susceptible to falling victim to cold bacteria, to the flu, to cancerous cells and things like that. So, but there is no direct link that says, oh, because you consume multiple drinks a day that you're at higher risk, or just because you have one drink a month that you're at lower risk. So that's the link between it. It's just the fact that it will weaken your immune system, but there's no direct link in how many drinks, what type of drinks it is. There is another factor that often comes up is stress. Now, stress, again, the link with that is it weakens your immune system. And so that is one of the other factors that some people believe is linked to breast cancer, is that if you live a very stressful lifestyle, that you are putting yourself at higher risk. In the way, there's no direct correlation. However, it's because your immune system will be weaker. And that's what it comes down to, is how healthy and strong your immune system is. But then again, there's no bold, strict line that says just because you have a healthy immune system that you're not at risk. Now, when it comes to Getting a mammogram, that's one way for early detection and learning, especially after if you have felt some concerns and you go in for your breast examination. Now, there are some, especially during, if you've never had a mammogram, it's not too late. I personally don't really feel that it's ever too early. It kind of depends up to you and your physician, especially your risk factors, as well as your just your health in general. Now, you can take advantage through the month of October of some. Now, depending on your insurance and depending on where you go for healthcare and where your physician is, you may be able to receive a free mammogram regularly throughout the entire year. So that's something that you're definitely going to have to look into when it comes to your insurance, as well as your healthcare facility. But through the month of October, because it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, there are often facilities that will host, whether it's days, and sometimes it's weekly, sometimes it's throughout the entire month. You can do like a drop-in mammogram, and it's for free or for a very, very low cost if you're not under their specific healthcare coverage or whatever it may be. And so some places, now I know here in Sacramento, the Sutter, Davis Sutter Hospital will do a mammogram on Saturday. You can get free Saturday mammograms. So that's something that's definitely that you can look into. And depending on the location, depends on the Saturday. So of course, some places, like I said, do it throughout the entire month so you can drop in any time and get a free mammogram and things like that. But then there are certain facilities that only host them on certain dates and certain times. So it's something that you definitely should look into. And again, on the breast cancer, the National Breast Cancer website, which is nationalbreastcancer.org, you can look into different facilities and based upon your location, like your state, and they can point you in the correct direction for facilities near you. And I do know that there are some representatives, healthcare representatives, that can even come to your local community, come to your church, come to your workplace to answer different questions when it comes to breast cancer and things like that and your risks, and also get you appointments to get a mammogram. So there's a lot of different ways to get a mammogram, especially if you have not had one, and you shouldn't have to worry, thankfully, about the cost and things like that. And if you're nervous, there are, again, on the breast cancer website, the National Breast Cancer website, there's a lot of information there. There's a program, there's support group programs that you can get plugged into for either yourself or a loved one, whether you have just recently been diagnosed, if you're going through treatment, or if you are a breast cancer survivor. Now, everybody knows about the Susan G. Komen Foundation and their breast cancer walk, but there is so much more out there as well at your disposal to help you and to get you information and knowledge in regards to your plight when it comes to breast cancer. Again, whether it's someone that you love that's been diagnosed or if it's yourself, no matter what stage of breast cancer it may be, there is help and resources out there for you. And this is throughout the United States and things like that. And there are, like I said, right now is like the perfect time to take advantage of that because it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, that there are a lot of medical facilities who are doing it for free. And so you can grab yourself as well as, you know, like a girlfriend, your mother, your niece, your sister, whoever it may be, and go together and you can learn more information together. Even if you feel that you're not necessarily at high risk for breast cancer, you could just make it girl time, you know, to go out there and to learn more about your health. And this is another good time as well, if you don't know how to self-examine, to ask questions and to learn that too, because properly self-examining is also very, very important as well. So that's actually going to do it for this episode of the Health and Wellness Podcast. I hope that you learned something new this podcast, and I hope that if you are going through whatever stage of breast cancer, whether you were just recently diagnosed or if you are a survivor, I hope that this has been of some encouragement, and I also hope and pray for the best of luck to you and your family when it goes through this time, because I know how difficult that it can be and how much stress that it may add onto you. So I hope everybody will do well. Again, take advantage of the fact that it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month and that everybody's talking about it and that it's kind of like an in thing right now. There should, don't feel any stigma or anything, because early detection is the best. So you have been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. You can listen to this episode as well as any previous and future episodes on our network website. That's gsmcpodcast.com, as well as on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. Have a good day.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.